All right, here we go. It's GlosterCast 342. Now we're live.
Now we're live.
We're live on both things because we're streaming this. You'll be able to see a little bit of the video. It's very confusing.
Joe, I'm hungover. My head is spinning.
We have Chris McCarthy with us right now.
Happy birthday, Joe. Good morning, Gloucester.
We have Connor McCarthy with us today.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We have Karen Pischke with us today.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim Smith is with us.
Good morning.
And this is your host, Joey Shimataro. Chris and Connor are on camera, and we are going to do, what did I say wrong? You gave me a look.
Trying to get us nervous.
No.
Connor and Chris are on camera.
That's right. But what
now,
are we gonna?
Now I'm nervous.
What are we gonna display here? What do we have here in front of us?
What we have here in front of us is Kegsmiths. This was a great Father's Day gift that my son Connor purchased for me. What it does is it infuses nitrogen into any liquid that you put into this keg-looking cylinder. I got to admit, when Connor gave it to me, I thought it was my own personal like kegerator where I could put beer in it and just carry it around with me. But that's not the case. I think we are going to try to put beer in this at some point and infuse nitrogen in it just to see what happens.
So there's little cartridges. Which display display the
Connor,
pieces.
Help me out. Where's the nitrogen?
Yeah, so today we're going to nitrize some coffee.
Here
there's nitrogen, as we can see here.
It's a very small
one per keg.
That looks like a battery-operated boyfriend.
Yeah. Or a scuba tank, I guess.
A mini scuba tank.
And we have the hose and the nozzle.
All right, and
so we're just gonna go ahead and naturalize this coffee.
Oh, hold it!
It's a very highly engineered.
Can't block your ears.
Transformation, innovation, all the finest, right here. Good morning, Gloucester sticker. Gotta represent.
Good morning. Yeah, Connor. Actually, when I got it, Connor's like, "Okay, now you got to put stickers all over it."
Yeah, we got some of our favorite things on there. We got
that. All right, so
that's on. Wait! Don't open it.
Yeah, I'm trying to close it. There we go. Okay. Maybe a little leaky sometimes.
You got to sit down, Connor.
Your head's cut off.
We don't want the women focusing on your penis.
This is the important part.
Your
penis is now famous all over Facebook.
Nice.
We weren't supposed to cuss or say anything during this live Facebook
thing.
You said that.
Keep on going. Don't get distracted.
So, like again,
I think Kim got distracted.
80% nitrogen, 20% CO2. What we're going to do here is 100% nitrogen. So, here we go. This could be the last video we ever shoot.
If we blow up. Oh, no. All right, I'll hold the cup.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus!
All right, so it is nitrized.
All right.
That means we are ready to go.
Are we ready?
You sure?
All right, let's go. This is nitro coffee.
This is nitro coffee.
She's going to blow!
Oh, look how foamy it is.
There we go.
Very foamy. So it's almost like a creamer.
A little creamer right here.
That's good.
Wow.
Right.
Let's see. That's like good. Like Guinness.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I don't know if you can see. Oh, they can see. They can see.
Yeah, you can see. It's nice.
Yeah, that's a... Wow. It's almost like you don't need... I haven't tasted it yet, but my guess is going to be that you don't need cream with this because it's going to be the foam.
So it's low calorie.
Low calorie.
But nitrogen does some funky things to the brain.
Only 5 calories in this entire cup.
How many cups does that hold?
Okay, that's good for me.
Probably a few.
This is called the Kegsmith. I'm going to put a link to where you can purchase it.
Thank you.
I don't know them, but they might be nice.
The coffee's coming today from Cape Ann Coffee.
Nice.
We love Cape Ann Coffee.
Yep.
We
like Cape Ann Coffee. We like Willow Rest Coffee.
We
like Lone Gull coffee.
We like all coffee here in Gloucester.
We keep it local.
Wow, this is really delicious.
It looks so. I'm gonna go like this so you can see.
Cappuccino.
It looks like a cappuccino. The froth, the bubbles are so infused. Going in, it was black coffee, but it looks like it's got cream in it.
So what if you put coffee and milk in there?
Oh, my God. You don't need it. This is incredible.
But then would it come out, would it come out even more foamy?
I need one of these.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Kate. Kato. Oh, Kato. Why did you say hi, Ralph? Ralph's not here. This is amazing. I'm going to get one of these. The coffee is, it's next level.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Yeah. Yes. Jesus.
I just put a little creamer in mine.
Nice.
Just to add a little sweet.
Mm. Yeah, that's
good.
What I get.
It's really good. I'm going to try that too. Do you want some too?
Yeah,
okay. Wow.
Coffee, beer.
This is amazing.
Water.
Yeah. This is amazing.
This would be so good iced, right?
And we can drink local.
Kate, we gotta get one of these for the house, honey.
They're $375.
Honestly,
oh, Ralph's watching too. There he is.
Ralph's
oh, that's
watching.
Why she said hi. I get it.
Good morning, Ralph.
We're trying to keep focused here.
How much are they around, just approximately?
Ralph.
The cartridges. Hold on, I'll look it up. I can look it up.
Get the exact price.
No, the whole unit.
No, the whole unit.
Yeah.
How much did you?
I think it's around like. $250.
Yeah. You spent $250 on me?
I did.
Thank you, pal. I love you.
No, no, they're not that much money.
No,
they're not that much money.
But it's the nitro one. They have CO2 as well.
Oh, really?
The nitro is a little more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
128-ounce portable draft keg system, Kegsmith on Amazon.
Not the one.
What do you mean? CO2?
That's CO2.
Oh.
You know, nitrogen.
Nitro kegerator, they name it. Yeah.
Do you use it?
Wait, do I have...
Nitro?
So.
Every time. So now that once we take it apart, we'll have to put another one in.
Kegsmith.
They come with it though, I think.
Nitro.
Only one. It only works one.
Yeah,
oh.
one tank per keg.
Oh.
Where is it?
This is a great game.
Camera's on the left side. No? Oh, there you go. It's right there.
Wait, pressure.
Kim,
I'm just gonna try to read the comments.
Okay. Oh, there's a whole bunch of different ones.
So I know we love to drink local, but for example, if you go to Starbucks to get nitro. They only let you have a small cup because they claim that it's more caffeine per fluid ounce.
Really?
So they only allow you to get a grande. So it's, but drink local. But if we were to go to Starbucks to get nitro.
Can I ask you a question? Are you sure that CO2 doesn't make it nitro?
Yeah, CO2 is like soda or like just a
regular bubbly.
Beer.
Caitlin
a Guinness
said,
is
stop
not
it,
a Guinness without it.
Because it says Kingsman. It looks exactly the same. But the cartridges are different? Is that what it is?
Yeah, this contraption right here.
Oh, okay. Right.
It just tells everybody who's watching, Ellen Ramsey, Donald Clipper.
I
got
to
go
back to our show notes here.
Right.
So I'm giving this contraption 10 stars out of 10.
10? Wow, nice, Joe.
I mean, this coffee is fantastic.
Is. Yeah.
And I don't need cream or anything in this.
You know what we're going to try next week is put espresso in here.
Oh, espresso.
Why, to shoot us to the moon?
Yeah.
I'm just happy it didn't blow up because we thought we were just going to use it with cold coffee.
Yeah. The outside of this.
Kate wants to know what her temperature is. What's my temp?
You have to bend over so you can check.
Oh.
Oh no! I thought you went. What did you want? Oh, I didn't realize what she was asking.
We're dripping. We're dripping.
That's because it's probably.
Oh,
you probably need
to
release.
Whoa! Back up!
You gotta release some. Release some. No.
Yeah, let's empty it.
Oh, there you go.
That's good.
It's probably the heat.
The heat.
Alicia Cox. So there we go. It's Chris wanted to speak.
Oh, someone's calling me. It's Ralph DiGiorgio. There's Ralph, everybody.
Oh, here we go. Ralph is on live too.
Hey, Ralph.
Ralph told us he wasn't gonna come. He was gonna
Ralph,
come.
Ralph, can you see yourself on Facebook?
That's perfect.
Yeah, my fast eight. What's happening?
Ralph, we're getting some background noise. You're gonna have to turn off your radio.
I like my radio on.
Must be nice, huh?
This is getting really confusing.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Ralph.
So, Ralph, how come you didn't come on the podcast that you said you were going to come and you didn't come?
Yeah, Ralph.
Because I had too much to drink over at Russ's house last night.
You only finished a bottle of Kettle One.
That's pretty weird.
I didn't go home at 5 o'clock. I went home at 10:30.
At night?
Yeah.
You guys are savages.
We stayed late, Joe.
You guys are savages.
Pat Delbias says, over the top stuff happening.
What is that machine you're talking about there?
It's a kegerator.
Oh, it's by the way, Joe, I like your high tech video equipment. What is that? A can of Campbell's soup?
Exactly.
It's an upside down drip thing.
The
oh, this right here, this is a can of spar varnish. I'm gonna varnish up a couple of Weber wooden handles later on.
Well, that's some high-tech equipment you got there.
Nothing but the finest.
Paul Ryan O'Brien says cutting-edge technology.
Cutting-edge.
It is cutting-edge technology.
So tell me about this piece of equipment you have there on the desk. What is that silver thing, the stainless steel?
Kegerator.
Are you talking about, behind you?
Yeah.
So that is... We already discussed it, but we'll go over it briefly. It adds nitrogen and infuses bubbles into your coffee or cold brew, and it makes it really delicious and creamy.
Hang on, where'd you go?
So what's it? Yeah, so it adds like salsa water.
No, not salsa water. That would be CO2.
Almost like a creamer.
It's almost like a creamer. It makes it really the coffee really creamy. It's delicious. I would highly recommend.
You know, Ralph, a creamer.
So, hey, Ralph, now that we have you on, we're going to segue into our next topic, which was Daqua.
Daqua.
Daqua. Fantastic app.
It's an app, and we looked it up. It's available. It's D, if you go online and you do a search, DOCKWA.com.
Correct.
The app is available for Android and Apple iPhone.
Correct.
And why don't you explain how you use it and how other people could use it?
Ooh, right, so basically you download this app, and then it gives you instructions of how to plug in all the information of your vessel. So your length, your weight, your height, your depth, all that kind of stuff, what kind of power you require. And then once you're all downloaded and you want to go on a trip somewhere, let's say hypothetically you want to go to Wentworth by the Sea. So you pull up Wentworth by the Sea, you click on it, and you punch in the dates that you want to travel there. And as soon as you punch in the dates, it'll automatically calculate what the cost would be based on the price per foot and the length of your vessel. And then you hit send, basically, and then it'll say request. And then they'll come back to you usually within 24 hours saying if there's a slip available and you book. Now you just... You hop on your boat that day, you drive out there, you pull up, you call them on the channel. All their information's on the app, their telephone number, their channel. You call them and say, this is, Just a Splash approaching for our reservation. They'll say, yeah, Just a Splash, you're going to Dock 9, 9C or something like that, or Dock C, whatever. And they just pull right into the slip, you hook up, and you're done. And it automatically charges your credit card.
Yeah.
This is next level stuff. This is just like Uber. This is like Airbnb. This is all stuff that is making business so much easier to do.
Yeah, I used it.
Where have you used it, Chris, so far?
I just used it 2 days ago at Manchester Harbor. I don't know if your listeners realize that Manchester Harbor just put brand new dock in, public dock.
Are they as nice as the one that Gloucester put in?
They are
transient
dockage? They are. The dock master, I had a chance to speak to him because he's the one who told me I had to download the Daqua app, which I did right there on the spot, and paid my $8 for the hour that we were there. So Manchester charges $8 an hour.
Where did you spend money while you were in Manchester for the hour?
So we went to, what is it, Ellie's? Allie's?
Oh, Allie's Beach Street
yeah,
Cafe.
Yeah, Allie's
Beach Street Cafe.
Outstanding. Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
She used to own the Pleasant Tea Company.
Pleasant Street Tea and Coffee Company.
Yeah, the food was outstanding.
Her husband was the wine sommelier at Four Seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
They have a great selection of wine.
Yeah, on Fridays and Saturdays, they do a wine pairing. You can just walk in. You don't have to make a reservation, but you can walk in and they'll pair your dinner with, I think it's 4 or 5 courses. But I got this turkey pastrami sandwich on Italian bread with pesto, arugula, provolone cheese. It was outstanding.
Well, I started going there because in the middle of winter I wanted French onion soup.
Yeah.
And they have really outstanding French onion soup and beef bourguignon. Some really classic French dishes that.
And then I went to a secondhand store. Wife wanted to
That's a great secondhand
it
store
is.
Because it's all the ladies from Manchester who rotate there.
And they have some. They have a small men's section.
Every year.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, there was some fancy shoes in there and clothes.
The furnishings are really nice.
But I'm the one who ended up walking out of there with a purchase. There was a pair of Vans. Yes, a 52-year-old buying Vans.
Yeah, but,
And I brought them to the counter, and the lady started laughing. She says, these were my nephew's.
Aww.
My 20-year-old nephew's. His mother bought them for him, and he didn't like them.
And
he didn't wear them. So she brought them to the shop, and what do you know? Usually, I think they would go for $100 online, and I got them for $25.
Wow.
Brand new.
Alicia Cox says, we need Uber boats.
We need Uber boats.
That Uber helicopters,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Not too safe.
Yeah, they're coming. We got Uber cars, Uber helicopters.
Right.
We need Uber trains.
Right, Uber boats, that would
yeah.
be so fun.
How are you going to have an Uber train, Chris?
Well, we're going to build our own railway. I think Rockefeller said the same thing.
Yeah, I understand that, but you can't hit Uber and have a train show up at your house to take you to Boston.
Well, no, you have to, unfortunately, take a car to the train location.
Russell says, I'm trying to join.
Oh, Russell.
Pat Delpia says, nice hair, Ralph.
What did Pat say? I didn't hear that.
Pat Delpia says, nice hair, Ralph.
I still can't hear you.
Nice hair, Ralph.
I know, he's showing us his hair.
Oh, we lost signal.
Right, Russ, we're going to call you next.
Can you hear me still?
We
Joe,
can hear you.
Picture just went away.
Russell just says, Joe, you there? Oh, no, we win it.
Russ, ground control to Major Russ.
He's back.
You can face
Russ. Russ, we can see your name on Facebook Live.
Russ can FaceTime me.
Yeah, can you FaceTime?
Yeah, get FaceTime.
Oh, well, FaceTime
him. We're gonna have two FaceTime. Ralph, and you can speak to Russ via FaceTime.
Let me see if I can.
No, Connor's chiming him in.
Oh, okay.
And you can yell at him for over-serving you last night.
Are you getting all that, Russ?
Russ, Connor is FaceTiming you.
I think Russ was a little over-served last night
he
as
said,
well.
Yeah.
I just ate all the strawberry. S-T-R-E-A.
Yeah, my teeth are stained, Russ. His wife made this beautiful strawberry, blueberry... crumble.
Oh,
that was good.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Russ, you're on.
You got him?
Yeah, we got Russ.
Yo, where is he? Hey, look, they're both on their deck. can you see each other?
Hey, Russ.
All right, I'm going to turn you guys to the Facebook camera.
They do both look hungover.
All right.
Joey just went down to take care
it's
of a
like,
customer.
It's like playing with dolls.
Yeah, right. I was looking from the back. It looks like Honey, I Shrunk the
Kids.
He's standing right there.
Today.
Who's there? Well, one of our guests did not come, so it's Karen Pitschke and myself, and that's it.
And Connor and Chris.
Well, he knows that, right?
Oh.
You know that.
I'm not here. I'm actually on a phone. Can you guys see each other on Facebook?
No, I'm looking at a can of pig.
No.
Yeah, see?
No.
That's the view that Russ and I have. We're looking at Joe's high-tech video equipment, a can of coffee.
All right, hang on. We'll put you guys together again.
Connor, is
that
Hi,
Russ.
Is there much left in there?
What's up, bud? How you doing, pal? Great time last night, thank you. A lot of fun.
Are you... Are you guys done with your conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Chris. We didn't know you were there.
People are gonna hang up.
Hang on, the captain. The captain's coming in.
Here
he comes.
Okay. Alicia Cox. I wonder how Joey was handling this.
We have another guest.
Look
at this. Russ is on Connor's phone. Ralph, they're talking to each other.
You can see. They can see. You could both have them. See, right there. It's perfect.
Okay.
Now you can see.
Alicia says, I wondered how Joey was handling this off-the-rail stuff. LOL, he's not there.
Yeah, we went off the rail, Joe.
I'm here.
How did she know?
We just lost Russ.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, I got to get some more of this coffee because it's so damn good. Yeah, I'm all about this nitro system right here.
So wait.
Did you talk to Russ? That I didn't even realize, because we've been talking for about 6 months about the paper straw, how you have to do it with the Gloucester has the paper straw ordinance, and how I didn't even realize that Russ represents a company that does eco-friendly straws.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Russ, can you talk to us about the what are those? Are those straws that you sell recyclable?
Yeah, because they're paper, but, you know, they taste like shit. I mean, they're not good to drink out of, but they satisfy the California crowd, I tell you that.
Are these the ones that you sell?
No, he said the paper straws are
No,
bad.
But don't you sell straws that are eco-friendly?
My company does. I mean, it's not really big for me, but yes. So basically, we're a packaging company, and we try to be as eco-friendly as we possibly can as a plastics and foam manufacturer. There's a lot of noise around those two particular items, and we're always looking to try to make it recyclable or try to put different minerals besides plastic. So Pactiv does its part trying to make sure that we are helping the environment as much as we can. We manufacture a ton of plastic and paper and foam.
We were at Castaway this morning, and they had bamboo straws.
Yeah,
for a dollar.
Bamboo straws? You pay a dollar for the straw?
Yeah, but they're reusable, and they're bamboo.
Really?
Yeah, that's real bamboo.
They have glass ones too that are really neat.
Glass ones
and metal ones.
And metal, yeah.
Yeah, Russ.
Castaway is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're talking. Are you live streaming from your pool right now, Russ?
Russ, did Joe leave his underwear by your pool? Poolside? He did? Hold them up. They're the thongs. They're the pink thongs.
I got dental floss on my
All right. We gotta do this. So now we gotta talk about
can you see me, Joe?
Yeah, we can see you fine. You look fantastic.
Thanks. You didn't say that about me, Joe.
Well, you both have funny glasses on.
Oh, it's because I can't see.
Yeah, me either. So I got funny glasses on too. Russ is living the dream over there, though. His house is unbelievable. It's a playground. He's like next level on what's who's the guy that had the grotto? Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
He's got the grotto over there. He's got the
wait until July 27th. It will be a grotto.
Bishop Fenwick Class of 85 reunion.
Have we had the BF plug yet?
Pat Delpia says, thank you, Russ, for your service for the environment.
For your service for your environment. He's only doing it because it pays the bills.
All right, we got to focus here.
Hold it. Okay. Just a quick shout out to Russ. Great party.
It was great.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
The food was outstanding. The meat came from...
If Susan Lipset was here. Tuckaway Tavern.
Tuckaway Tavern.
Those steak tips were outstanding.
Yeah.
He cooked them to perfection,
he
too.
Did.
They sell
he did.
Meat at the tavern?
Tuckaway Tavern. It's up in New Hampshire. What? Where? Epping, New Hampshire? Where is that, Russ?
Raymond, I think, New Hampshire.
Raymond, New Hampshire.
Our birds. I don't think we've ever had birds.
Tuckaway Butchery.
Tuckaway Butchery. All right.
I think Russ is hunting back there. He hunts birds.
No, I hear some songs.
Russ, don't kill the Blue Jays.
I
think Russ slept out there. Ralph. The boss is telling me that we got to hang up on you. We got to hang up on you, too.
These ride.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go on to...
All right, love you guys.
Okay, so we're going to ask Karen about your Reed's Ride.
So Reed's Ride is July 21st, Sunday, and it's a fundraiser for the Reed R. Sacco Foundation that has established cancer centers for adolescents and young adults. And the Sacco family's been doing this. This is their 15th anniversary. I think Lorraine Sacco may be on the podcast next week to talk about it.
That would be great.
And I...
Did she come before with...
She hasn't been. Her sister-in-law, Deb Sacco, who works at Addison Gilbert Hospital, Reed's aunt, was on with her husband, Frank, to talk about it. But we have a team called the Dream Team. And I'm looking for more cyclists to join our team. And also, we provide the wellness services at the end of the race. The race goes from Linfield High School to Stage 4 Park. It's 28 miles. A lot of it's along the coast, so it's a beautiful ride. And at Stage Fort Park is the finish line, and they have all kinds of tents at the finish line, and they have a raffle. Anyone can come and buy raffle tickets that goes back to the organization, and we have the wellness tent with massage, Reiki, cranial sacral, reflexology.
Really?
Right.
And it's free for the riders.
Wow.
So how would a person, if they wanted to become a cyclist, how would they sign up?
So readsride.org is the website.
I'm sure Joey will put the link in there as well. But
yes, and you can
notes.
Join. You can join other teams too. I'm not sure how many teams. It's I think 30 some teams probably.
Oh, awesome! So how many cyclists all together participate?
You know, I'm not sure, but it's hundreds.
Oh, that's great.
And last year we had on my team we had 6 cyclists, and I think we had 9 wellness providers. So that was our biggest. I started in 2011 because Tina Kachopoulos, who was
mm-hmm.
the public relations person at Addison Gilbert and Beverly Hospital, asked if I would come do Reiki for the wellness tent.
Okay.
So it was just me that first year. And we've grown to like 12 different providers. Karen Lonis, who is a massage therapist and also does Reiki and cranial sacral, she's participated every year. She's from Gloucester. Marlene Nelson, who does reflexology and massage, she's participating.
So the wellness part of the program, is that just for cyclists who participate, or can anybody?
Anybody could come. It's free for the cyclists, but people could come and have sample sessions of all these things by donation, and all those donations go back to the ride.
Great.
Nice.
So, and it's a nice way to sample those.
Is Senator Tarr going to come and speak about it next week too?
Lorraine said he wants to come join her. So
he's really a super fun guest when he comes. So
that would be great.
Come.
I hope they get to
he
both
does.
Come on.
All those people or sponsors you just mentioned, are they all local?
The sponsors are
from all over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You mean those people? Those are the people who are mentioned. They participate in the wellness tent.
Yes.
Suzanne Sweeney's another one.
Are they local?
Most of them are local.
Great.
But Kathy Madden, she lives here too. She gave a gift certificate for massage. So we've also put out a raffle basket of wellness.
Great.
And it's got gift certificates for massage, Reiki, hypnosis.
And they have a
Sono speaker on the raffle tent too.
Can beginner cyclists like myself?
Yes. Oh, Connor, you have to share your story about the tricycle.
Can beginners ride?
I hope you ride. That would be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's always a great day. Just you know, very exciting.
Yeah.
So tell us about your tricycle event.
So newly bicyclist transformation coming. I was driving a bike with a few of my friends for the 4th, and decided to get a tricycle because I was a little too scared or lazy, whatever you want to call it, on riding a two-wheeler. So I realized this thing weighed a ton and that this tricycle is not accessible. Was the only one to ever drive it, probably since 20 years now. So I decided to put it on the back of a truck, and my friends motivated me to get on a two-wheeler, and now I think I'm going to ride in the bicycle ride. Yeah, 20 miles or so, 28?
28 miles.
I think I could do it. I did 5 and I was hurting, but 28, I think it's for a great cause.
You could
do it. I would love to at least
try. In 2 weeks,
drive.
You could, you know,
get ready.
As Connor was growing up, when he was a kid, we bought him those battery-operated vehicles, so he had the best of the best when it came to the battery-operated vehicles, and never had a chance to get on a bike. So he got started late in life on the bike.
22, and now I'm ready to go.
Yes.
And
so.
You did it the first time.
Yep.
The very first time you got on a bike, you did it.
First time.
He started with the tricycle, though.
And did 5 miles.
Yep.
Wow.
Uphill and downhill, not just downhill.
And there's no scratches. No scratches.
Only one scratch.
The Sacco family would love to have you join.
Yeah,
that would be
awesome. That's
going
to be great, and I'll spread the word.
Yeah.
Sure.
My oldest son actually rode in that, I think, back when he was at St. John's Prep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it was the same year he did the Pear Mash Challenge.
Wow.
So I remember him participating in that. It's a great
Well, a lot
great
of
Reed's
friends form teams, too. A lot of teams are neighbors, family, friends, but it's really spread out a lot. Oh, these are some of the sponsors.
Yes.
Oh.
Davio's, nice.
Well, go stand in front of the camera.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
Who those sponsors are?
Yeah, we got
move over
Davio's,
just a little bit
Papagino's.
More. No, to your left.
Fuddruckers.
Oh, we got Dunkin' Donuts.
Clear Channel.
Leahy.
Rainbow.
Wow, that's quite a list of.
Yeah.
Mariposa.
Tufts Medical Center, Lions Ambulance.
Hmm.
Landry's Bicycles.
Great. Papagino's.
Great
that.
Sponsors.
Salem 5. Kenny
wow.
Bunkport Realty.
Connecticut Children's.
That's those are the two cancer centers that they, with the money that they raised, they
wow.
established two cancer centers, one at Tufts Medical Center and one at Connecticut Children's.
Wow.
So it really, it's an amazing organization that this family, you know, kind of grassroots, they've just done amazing work. So the other thing I wanted to mention again is Jonah Little Sunday, the Native American flute concerts. He's coming in August from Arizona. He's going to be on Cape Ann for three different concerts, August 15th at Manchester Community Center, August 16th at Rocky Neck Cultural Center, and August 17th back at Manchester Community Center. And he is known for his healing flute music. So Cindy and Megan McCain invited him to play at Senator John McCain's funeral. And Connor was just telling us, Connor just graduated from...
George Washington recently.
Oh, great school.
Yes, his wife got to speak to the class of 2019.
So
she,
Cindy McCain was the
she
speaker.
She wasn't the keynote, she was an honorary degree recipient.
Yeah.
And you went to the graduation, I take it.
I was at the graduation, yeah, it was pretty special. It was held on the National Mall right in front of the Washington Monument.
Wow.
George Washington set up this big stage and seating for all the family members, but it was pretty special day, not only because of Connor
yeah.
graduating, but just the setting itself. Yeah.
It was
so Pat Dalpiaz just said she wants to see you on the bike for the Horribles Parade.
on the tricycle.
We have an idea for next year. We're gonna actually, we're gonna do it. We're not gonna do a float, but we're gonna walk in the parade next year.
Oh,
we
GMG.
Have a whole idea. We're gonna freestyle the Horribles Parade next year.
Oh, nice.
I have some bunch of ideas. We're gonna bring the
nice.
Thunder, but it doesn't. It's not gonna involve building an elaborate float, which is. Which God bless the people that do, but we just don't have time. But we're gonna have a lot of fun, and it's gonna be very entertaining.
Nice.
So I'll fill you in.
After Fiesta, it's just impossible to do something.
No, not impossible because there's a lot of people that have some time. We just don't happen to have time. But thanks, Pat, for reminding me.
That's from Jim. He wants us to know.
Oh, that was Jimmy Dalpiaz. Okay.
Thanks, Kim, from Jim D.
Thanks, Kim. The U.S. women's national team is playing today in 45 minutes, which I can't wait to see. They've been on a tear, and there's the whole world is against them.
This
because they
the
can't
fourth,
do
fourth win, right? They won 3 years in a row, I think.
3 years? Well, they don't do it every year because the World Cup.
Oh.
Three tournaments in
three
a row,
tournaments.
You mean? I'm not sure. Maybe.
First time they've ever saved a PK in a game, so that was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was.
But so there's been a little controversy because they've been in the England, in the newspaper they're saying that the U.S. has been way too cocky, way too arrogant, and in the face of that, they keep winning and celebrating like they give zero shits about what anybody thinks about them, and I love them for it.
You see Alex Morgan's little tease?
Alex Morgan,
she got
after
trouble for that.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
Got, well, she didn't get in trouble, but people weren't happy with her. So she after she got the winning goal against England, she stood up and she had her celebration tipping back some
for two for tea.
It was fabulous. I love it. I love this
I
team.
That song right.
Rose, did you watch the last match?
Yes.
I did.
Rose Lavelle when she nutmegged that girl down in the corner. It was,
nutmegged.
You know what a
What's
nutmeg,
a nutmeg
is?
Nutmeg?
It was at the end of the game, right?
Nutmeg is when you kick it. You have the ball. You're controlling the ball, and you kick it between the defender's leg,
oh,
go around
yeah.
them, and get the ball.
That's a nutmeg.
So fantastic.
Oh,
geez. Here we go.
Which
sweaty. How many miles did you just do?
4.5.
We're taping live right here, so.
Breaking
news.
They got your tits down right there. Now they get your face.
Breaking news. Mike lost another 5 pounds.
There you go.
Breaking news. Gloucester. Mike has lost another 5 pounds. I need all your fat clothes.
So you ran 5 miles instead of doing the bike today.
Yeah, a little cross training.
Cross training. Yeah, hitting all the groups.
Gotta change it up. Get the microflexors moving.
Are you still not drinking any alcohol?
No, I haven't had a drink today.
He's got that going for him. Okay, here's the thing. Well, this is a topic, and it's great that you're here because this directly impacts you.
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You sure? This is the nitro. You got to try the nitro. So, Mike.
Yes, Joe.
Do you remember Zima?
Of course.
Now, do you remember how much shit people used to give other people that drank Zima?
Zima, yes.
Zima, right? Now, Zima was this clear malt beverage.
Malt beverage, yeah.
And now there's a huge craze with White Claw,
yep.
Truly, Naughty. They're all like flavored malt beverages. And the reason that they're taking over the liquor sales right now, and it's all based on that they're low calorie, Mike?
Low calorie, low carb, low alcohol usually.
All three. So the sales are, and each different alcohol manufacturer are tripping over themselves to come out with their brand and get them on the shelves.
So it's the
because
new,
they're
like,
selling.
Beer craze.
But it's just funny that like Zima about 10 or 15 years ago went through and they were, and it was just an absolute craze. So what do you think about that, Mike?
Yeah. Wait, are we still going?
Yeah, we're taping.
Yeah, so I think that that's just evidence that we're going to get taken over by Bermuda someday. The Canadian Army will show up at our border and we'll just let them right in. And it's continuing the softening of America. We're soft.
What do you mean? How do we get to the softening?
Because we're not drinking beers. We're not drinking
beers. There's no one, you know. Hey, our grandparents, they did shot in a beer, right? Boilermaker.
Boilermaker, yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't get a boiler. You said to a bartender today, "Give me a Boilermaker." They say what?
But you know what it's feeding off of is this, like you said, low fat, low calorie, low carbs. You know, I mean, people are drinking vodka, soda water, you know, with a splash of cran or just a fruit. So
good,
it's low carb, low calorie. So these companies are saying, "Geez, if that's what people are drinking, you know, let's come up with this beverage that's low carb, still good amount of alcohol."
You know what I
key.
Think? Well, I know what I think kicked it off. The girl, what was the girl? Frankel, the girl from Real Housewives of New York City, Skinny Girl,
skinny
Margaritas.
Girl, yeah. Yeah.
That lady, she went forth with that.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how many millions that she's making off of that. And she, just the name Skinny Girl.
Yeah.
Like it touched off a way, like they saw that there was a huge market for women's drinks that didn't contain a lot of sugar or
Well, Mike would like to make an announcement today. He is rolling out a new beverage line called Skinny Man.
Skinny Man.
Mike, why don't you tell them?
Skinny Man Tequila.
Skinny Man Tequila.
Skinny. You know what? You laugh.
Skinny guy.
Skinny guy.
Oh, that's nice. Skinny
I don't know.
I get a piece, Mike.
Skinny guy.
I'm
you can market it to the to the generation of that it's not cool to be buff anymore because you have to be a beta male because they don't want big tough guys anymore they want you to be a soft beta,
yeah,
or else you're categorized as an aggressive bad man,
right.
Scotty Mack says White Claw Seltzer has 100 calories, 5% alcohol.
Right.
There you go. Scotty Mack with some good information there.
Yeah, so 5% alcohol is not too bad.
So there's
a bit more than a beer.
On the 4th, we had some popsicles. They're called Skinny Margarita Popsicles.
Did they have booze in them?
8%ers, 100 calories, 8% alcohol. It's a popsicle.
No,
it's delicious.
Oh. You got them at a liquor store?
Yeah, actually, the Uber driver gave them to us.
That's next level. That is next level.
You ate something that an Uber driver gave.
It was closed.
It was packaged.
Yeah.
It was in a package.
It was packaged. Okay.
And he woke up and his underwear were on backwards. And he couldn't understand why his butt hurt.
We live?
Yeah, we're live. We're Facebook living.
Rosecliff roses are popping. Anybody needs roses, just drop me a message over Facebook or shoot me a text.
Can you see your house from
Yes.
From East Maine.
You can see it from Charlotte.
From
yeah, it looks beautiful up there with all the
oh, it's gorgeous.
Around.
You should see his grounds.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Shout out to J.D. Aspisi and
yeah.
His ECLA, what is it called?
ECLA,
Essex
County
Landscape.
Architect.
Yeah.
Were
he's,
you in the garden show? They
no, but I just heard about the garden show.
Yeah,
maybe next
yesterday.
Year I'll get
did you see how many people
yeah.
were bouncing around East Gloucester
oh
yesterday?
Yeah. We were at Stop and Shop, which is where they sold the tickets. It was unbelievable.
A mob scene.
Charlene and I were laughing. We're like, we didn't know these garden shows were so popular.
It's a fundraiser, I think, for the Generous Gardeners.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you saw the signs all over the place.
Those people.
There
God,
was,
the
there
lady's
was.
Not going to make it up your hill.
It was about 90 degrees out, and people were walking all over
Mike.
The place.
Oh, Mike, right here.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ,
nice
Mike.
Mike.
Help him out, yeah.
Mike, you're going to need a chairlift. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
jeez.
God. That's good for the
great
people.
Great.
People
Mike, it's on your chin, Mike.
Seagull grabbed on the way down.
But, all right. Wait, we got to talk about Gloucester teas. You get in front of the camera so people can see them.
Which, don't sit. Look
so,
at the sweat, Mark.
Gloucester teas.
I wouldn't sit on that chair where Mike just
yeah.
was. Gloucester teas is the new line
so,
from
sit in any other
where can people find them?
This is at the Willow Rest. They carry three of our shirts. Well, actually more.
Thanks, Mike.
So,
we'll see you, buddy.
The Willow Rest at 1 Holly Street in Riverdale carries, and this is the most popular shirt, come to Gloucester just for the halibut.
You can get those at Willow Rest. This is a part of your line. And what's the website where people can find them?
On Facebook, Gloucester Tees. And the Tees is an acronym for Together Everyone Achieves Something Extraordinary.
That's wonderful. So. There you go.
Thanks,
there's
Joe.
There's your plug right there. We love that.
I have to tell you a funny story. I was on the plane from Phoenix to Toronto,
uh-huh.
and I had the Gloucester Tees logo shirt on.
Yeah.
And this couple, I'm going back to the bathroom, this couple's like, Gloucester? We're from Gloucester. It was Dr. Schmidt, the chiropractor, and his wife.
Oh, really? I went for Magnolia.
For Magnolia.
I went to middle school with Bonnie Schmidt, his
daughter.
She was
here for a fiesta.
Oh, jeez, I haven't seen her in 35 years.
She was just here. They were telling me.
Plover update. And there's a mystery chick in the mix.
Mystery chick.
In the mix.
Hold it, Cody had just left.
Yeah, a lot of mystery chicks there. A lot of mystery chicks.
What kind of chicks are we talking about?
All right.
Yesterday, the Plover.
You're not in the scene.
I'm not sitting in that chair.
Connor, move over here and I'll.
Joe,
and I'll.
Take a look at that ass sweat.
I'm not going to go over there. All right.
We'll push this
away.
That's a. No, you can sit there. Stay right there. Connor, move over here. Move it to that chair.
Did you get to take a picture of that ass sweat mark from Kodia?
You
got to throw that chair
it's
away.
It's not just wet. Okay, now I'll tell you about the plover.
Oh, yes, the chick.
So the plovers are doing fantastically. They reached their 35-day or 5-week milestone, and that's when U.S. Fish and Wildlife considers them fledged. And but then we had a beautiful, tiny little another species of plover called a semi-palmated plover joined the little family on the beach, and it's beautiful to see. And they, but it only stayed for about a day or so, and then it continued on its migration. So, anyways, we're the city is thinking about taking down the enclosure or the enclosed roped-off area, but we're hoping to keep it up for at least another week because when it's high tide, the plovers have nowhere else to go.
Mm.
So when there's just, it's so wall-to-wall people. There's no, usually they go down to the creek when it's really busy with people, but at high tide, there's not, the creek is all filled up also.
And
so
it's this astronomical high tide.
Right.
The beach is so tiny now.
So it's so tiny, so, and nobody cares. Like, I was on the beach 2 days ago, and this family from two people, it was a family of three, two lived in Florida, one lived in Texas. They follow the plover story. They were there on Good Morning Gloucester. They read about the plovers every day. They were there to see the plovers. They were elated the plovers were still on the beach. And
still alive.
Still alive.
They've made it. The plovers have made it.
Yeah, they three, which is phenomenal because the average nest success rate is 1.2 chicks. So we had three chicks survive, which is better than the state and federal average. Yeah, so it's
thanks
really
to you
good.
And your volunteers.
Yeah, we have a great core, but it was also the weather this year and that they were able to nest early, getting the dogs off the beach. It's been really a good year in a lot of ways. So And then you want me to tell you about the engaged the people? It, the sweetest thing happened yesterday. I don't know if I can talk about it without crying. But I was filming the sunrise, or photographing the sunrise, and I looked up and there's this sweet couple sitting watching the sunrise, and I was like, oh, you know, isn't that sweet? They'll be silhouetted in my photograph. Well, they were getting engaged. Yeah, it was really like it was beautiful to
Where
see.
Were you
cause
again?
As at Good Harbor, and they
Good
were just
Harbor.
Sitting there, and I could see him like giving her the we're in
nice.
All in silhouette.
Did you get their
cool.
names?
Yeah, I did. So because they, you know, I said, can I post these on Good Morning Gloucester? First they said yes, then they said, well, maybe not because of their families and coworkers or whatever. So I'm gonna post one in complete silhouette, but it was so beautiful, and so I'm gonna send them the photos.
That's one thing I haven't done since I've move to Gloucester yet is the sunrise.
See the sunrise
at Good Harbor.
Well, now is a good time because it's, you know, it's not like it was
yeah.
a week ago when it was like at 4:30. It's about 5. It happens about 5:10, 5:15.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you get up early, Chris?
I can if
yeah.
there's something.
And also, if you go to Harbor, it's always a few minutes later too, because right now it's coming up over the hill.
Over the hill. Right.
So it gives you an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you like.
But I understand. I mean, they're. You, when you were over there were a bunch of people there?
Yeah, people come to watch the sunset, the sunrise there every morning.
Yeah.
They just park. Some people walk out on the beach with their tripods or whatever,
yeah.
but people just park along the
yeah,
road.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, it's
so
really sweet.
Like 5:15?
It's right now it's like 5:11. I think today was at 5:11 or something like that.
Especially, you know, after a big night of drinking with Joe.
You could just
I mean,
just
a lot
up.
Of times when we're still up, we can just,
yeah.
Joe, we should do that next time.
Sit there and hold hands on the beach and watch people
well,
get engaged.
Hold hands.
Stay up for the sunrise.
No,
but it's really sweet.
I'm up. I'm at work before the sunrise happens.
Oh, that's
right.
You see every sunrise.
You see every sunrise.
I love it. You know, my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful right now that the sunrises
the
have been amazing.
Are
you've been catching. Kim's been catching some gorgeous sunrises.
Yeah,
and
there was this guy on a motorcycle this morning, and he was like, you know,
on the beach.
No, parked on his motorcycle, sitting on the Nautilus Road. Big burly guy, and he was like, then he took a little cell phone of the sunrise, and then
is that
goes,
Mick?
And
it might have been Mick.
He goes, best time of the day, and then he drove off. So
yeah.
Is
that
colors,
Mick
Lafana? Are those filters?
No,
that's just the natural
it's
color.
It's just natural color.
She nailed
it's
it.
Amazing.
She nails it.
It's amazing
it's
colors.
That you have to get the very, very best colors, go like 15 minutes
I think she was talking about your hair.
No.
This is my natural.
Is that natural?
A good tip is if you want the very best colors, go like 15 minutes before sunrise because there's still a lot
like
of pink and rose.
No, before sunrise is the best.
Yeah.
That's not even a question. The,
yeah.
the dawn,
yeah.
dawn is better,
yeah.
and just after the sun goes down is better.
It's
for photographing anyway.
Yeah, for
the golden hour.
The golden hour. Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. They actually. Yeah. There are apps. There are so many apps on Android and iPhones, that will alert you and give you just press the button, and it tells you what is the optimal times for taking photographs. And it's called
gold.
If you just type in
golden
hour,
oh, really?
there are a lot of apps. I mean, for someone like you that's so in tune with nature, you probably don't need this.
Yeah, I never.
You have an idea.
Yeah.
But for a novice
yeah.
photographer,
right. it's
like
a thing.
The difference between taking a photograph at noontime and just after the sun has come up, and the sun is like almost horizontal, gleaming off of the water and up, it creates like this orange glow. Which makes everything so much warmer,
warmer,
and your photographs so much more pleasing to look at.
To this morning, I got a photo of a plover in silhouette with golden sand all around him, pulling up a worm, and you see the long, straight worm coming down,
oh,
and
wow.
he's pulling it out of the ground, and it was all everything's all golden and beautiful. It was just
Where
the most you? Beautiful time of day to photograph.
Where are you at with your Monarch video?
The Monarch film is coming soon. Little editing glitch with, but anyways, it'll be out soon. So hopefully this summer.
I hope so.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, as a friend said, it takes 10 years for a good documentary, but and it's been almost 10 years. So
our milkweed is very healthy.
Yeah,
that we planted.
It's. I mean, we started out like with a bang with Monarchs this year, but then they just kind of like is back to a normal Monarch schedule. But I've seen them all over. Good Harbor Beach, in the dunes right now, and in gardens. So think we're going to have a good year.
So,
but the film, you know, the film is going great. The new voiceover and the new footage from Mexico, it's beautiful. It's just, you know, sometimes you just struggle with, you know, coordinating things.
Have you ever
like
seen
that.
This?
I'm
told I'd have to report it to Mass Pest Control. It's a introduced species of moth.
Which,
bad news.
Yeah,
those moths.
Yeah.
Hey, Safathia's on. Anybody want have any questions for Safathia?
Hey, Safathia.
Hey, Safathia. Safathia, we are. Chris and I, for the first time, I went over and saw the new docks for the Harbor Master's office, and it was so incredible to see what a great job and how accessible it is to come to Gloucester by boat right now. It's amazing. Those docks are first-class docks, all cement with excellent hardware, and Gloucester offers 4 hours of free dockage. You can dock. We for the Fiesta, Chris and I pulled up to the municipal dock at Gloucester Harbor Master's office. The dock master was so accommodating. Do you remember Dock Master Bill?
Yeah.
And we just signed a piece of paper, and it got us 4 hours of free parking. We spent money at Captain Carlo's. We spent money at Beauport Hotel for the Greasy Pole. And all of that was made possible by that transient dockage that was available at the Harbor Master's office. And and the guy was telling us that, I'm not sure when, and maybe you can chime in and tell us, that the Harbor Master's office is going to be redone a little bit, and there's going to be showers and...
Yeah, like locker rooms.
Some type of facilities for transient boaters. Can you... I don't know if you could type something right here and let us know what it is.
On the spot.
She probably would. I would think that she would know. She says the Harbor Master's office is great. Yeah, but what is? Are there going to be any renovations to the office? All new. What's going to be different there at the Harbor Master's office?
It's a nice office that we're there.
Oh yeah.
I think that they're going to have.
Nice.
Oh, she says everything's going to be new. Is there going to be showers? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But she might be. She may be driving not driving, but she might be. She might be in the new Pope Mobile. Did you guys see
the
her
Pope
for the?
Mobile.
Did you see Safathia in the Harbors Parade? They got a new Pope Mobile for her. She just gets transported all over town. It's awesome.
I think she was in that for Fiesta too, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. She just replied. Everything will have showers, laundry room, community center, not just for visitors, but it's also for Gloucester residents.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where the Coast Guard station.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Right,
yeah,
right,
right,
right
down
the
Harbor Loop.
Office.
Yeah, in between Maritime Gloucester and the
Coast Guard
station.
Yeah.
Oh, she's busy cooking, that's why.
Ah.
What else would she be doing on a Sunday? She's making those
over.
What
time should we be over?
I know. What time should we be over? Well, thank you for chiming in. Jim Ellis said he had a question. Jim, this is Chris's and Chris's father-in-law.
Maybe
and
he
Connor's.
Should text the question to me first.
Yeah.
We're screening
yeah,
all of Jim's.
Jim, the last time we had Jim on the podcast, he just absolutely he bad-mouthed one of our local restaurants.
Establishments.
Oh.
And I had to give him the cut.
I think I remember that.
Hey, Charlene is watching too.
Charlene
just in there.
Is she home?
I don't know if she's home. She's probably. Charlene is crushing it. Charlene, now, if you need a real estate agent, Charlene Ellis McCarthy. She's
okay.
Got two properties under agreement as we speak.
Wow.
She's
three.
Crushing it.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three properties.
Last week
things
she
are
went
hot.
Three for three.
Oh,
three
awesome.
For three. She's
yeah,
getting
I'm retiring.
It done.
I get to retire, finally.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going to
Charlene, your father said he had a question, but he's not asking the question. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, he's going to text me the question first.
All right.
Oh, here's the question.
Oh, here's the question.
Oh, I can't ask that. I can't ask that.
Charlene's at an inspection right now for one of her real estate deals. She's crushing it.
So are they local properties? Are they right?
Well,
right
she now? Has a down on Stanwood Point.
Yeah.
There are these gorgeous waterfront properties, and they're under $1 million for waterfront properties, new construction. It's unheard of.
Oh, that's
yeah. It's
amazing.
Tremendous
yeah.
value.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of them is the lady's going to be our next door neighbor. So, yeah, Gloucester.
Nice, very What company
Salem
does she work for?
Finance, Coldwell Banker.
Okay.
Yep. Out of the Manchester office.
So Safathia just chimed in. She said, please thank the Seaport Economic Council. They gave $1 million for the renovation at the Harbor Masters.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, thank you, Safathia, for that information. That's great news.
Right. I wonder how they got that from. I mean, Safathia is there, you know.
Safathia is there, right. You know, the Harbor, I don't know, there's the people. I can hear you, Jim. We've been asking you 5 times for the question, Jim. So for people on the podcast that are listening to the audio, we're also Facebook live streaming this. We can hear you, Jim. We're waiting for your question patiently. Give us the question. I don't know. I think this might be a thing of like an older person is challenged with technology. That's
just like us right now.
Just like us.
We're not challenged. We're making everything work.
We have innovation with the kegerator.
Innovation with the kegerator. All right, Jim, you got 10 seconds to ask your questions.
Yeah, but we're going to have to drop
you. We're going to have to drop you. Look. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Jim. We got to say goodbye.
Thanks for coming, Jim.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Hey, thanks for all of our guests. Connor and Chris McCarthy, Russ Steves and Mike Coderre, Ralph DiGiorgio coming in on the side, Karen Pischke, Kim Smith, and I'm your host, Joey Shimartai. We're going to finish up on the live stream.
Go USA.
Go USA.
USA.
A half hour, they're going to be kicking off. Let's go. All right, there it is. And...